This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Create the content on the site, the stuff you see on the front page, all those news articles were submitted by listeners just like you. Maybe it was you. You can go to freetalklive.com and submit whatever you want. So you find something online that you think's interesting, submit the URL, write a short description of it, and it'll pop up on our upcoming stories page. Now, when you're visiting the website, one of the first things you should do is check the upcoming stories page to see what's fresh. And that's where you can vote on whatever's there. So you can vote up if you like, vote down if you dislike. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Now, you can still vote on the things on the front page as well, but they've already made it to the front page, so there's not much that you're going to do there at that point. So the most
keep them at the top.
Yeah, I guess it could help. Honestly, I don't know how the algorithm works.
I don't either. I find it stunning. I mean,
it's,
you know,
not by
12 votes will be all the way down the page, 4
right.
votes will be at the top.
It's not by raw numbers. There's some time frame aspect to it as well.
Yes.
So anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and actually create the content of the site. All of it was put there by listeners like you. Freetalklive.com to the phones, and whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a dinosaur mummy has been found. Dalton is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Dalton.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's
I
on your
heard,
mind?
Julia talking about IUDs and something about how the copper ones aren't common in the United States or something like that.
This is my experience just based on reading reviews online. Of
okay.
people who've had them.
Yeah, my my girlfriend got one almost a year ago now, actually. So you can't get them in the United States. She didn't go through too much trouble getting one. Her gynecologist kind of gave it to her as an option right off the bat. So you shouldn't have too much trouble. If
Wait,
you,
didn't you say you like can't get... Dalton, didn't you say
can.
That you can't get one in the United States?
No, you can't. That's what
you
I meant
can.
To say.
Oh, okay.
So, Dalton, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Are you and your girlfriend living in sin?
You could say that.
Well, do you? I mean, I don't know if you would know something like this, but do you know the brand? Because it's my what I was saying is that I think there are two brands that are very popular in the United States, and I just read a lot of complaints about those brands and saw that there was apparently some brands that aren't really offered in the United States.
Yes, that. It escaped me. I would ask my girlfriend, but she just isn't
right,
right now. I do know that there is a period of discomfort you'll have to go through after they insert it for, it depends on the person, but anywhere from a week to a month. But after that, you're free and clear. So you can get the copper one. So that's the main point I was trying to say.
Good to know.
Yay, discomfort.
Yeah, she was grumpy for a little bit, but it's worth the trouble, I think.
Yeah, and if you don't,
glad to see you approve.
A little bit of discomfort compared to the risk of surgery. I don't know. It would be hard to make a. It would be a lot harder to make the choice to get tubes tied as a woman than it was to have a vasectomy as a man. I can only imagine how, you know, serious the risk is of the surgery there.
The thing with the IUD too is, I know. Julia, you're pretty sure you're not going to change your mind, but if for some reason there's a freak accident and you do change your mind, you can take the IUD out, and then you're good to go. At least that's how it's supposed to work. So.
Dalton, thanks for the... Well, by the way, did it cost, by the way, to have that inserted?
I think she said $600.
So for over 5 years of effectiveness.
Less, cheaper than pills.
The copper one is supposed to last for 10 years.
Actually. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Seems like a no-brainer. Then go the copper one. But that now the copper one doesn't. It doesn't have the hormones.
No, just the copper. The copper interacts with the chemistry in the uterus there, and it makes the environment hostile to sperm.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate the info, Dalton, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Ian is on the line, listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I kind of wanted to, say, I called in yesterday, actually, but I was at the end of the show, so I didn't have a chance to say anything. I wanted to talk about, like, libertarian communism, anarcho-syndicalism type stuff.
libertarian communism. Can you define that for me?
Libertarian was first used in a political sense by someone writing a letter to Proudhon about saying he wasn't a libertarian, he was an anarchist. Back, an article of communism, which was written when it was used first as alternative to anarchism, because they would arrest you for having a group called anarchist, you'd be arrested, right? Does that make sense?
So what was used as an alternative?
Libertarian was first.
Libertarian, okay.
And then later, during the 20s, I think.
So how do you define libertarian communism?
Abolition of private property, which is not like, it's obviously not going to be a communal hairbrush, but like abolition of private ownership of the means of production.
Hold on. What's the word you're using? Are you saying abolish?
Abolition of private property and owners and worker self-management being the... like economic democracy, where everyone who has a stake in the social and production has a voice in how things are produced.
So, yeah, I gotcha. One of the things is, so these ideas aren't new, and ideas of co-ops and things like that are relatively common, communes, things like that. And these ideas have pretty much been vetted up to this point, and they're not terribly efficient means of production. These systems aren't the best way to get things done. There's four college roommates sharing a dormitory, and you can find out kind of what the no ownership of the means of production might be like.
Yeah, I've been to communes before, and they didn't impress me. They weren't really kept very clean. That was my experience. That's not to say there aren't some out there that run like a tight ship and really like clockwork.
I think people should be free to set one up if that's what they want to do.
Right. So I guess the ultimate question really is, does your vision of libertarian communism, for lack of a better term here, anarcho-syndicalism perhaps, does your vision of that, does that allow other people to still hold the idea of property, or does everyone in the world have to abolish that idea?
I think we find people doing it. My only problem is I think that capitalism is unsustainable, so eventually, because capitalism is unsustainable, a capitalist society would have to invade the area, the communist area, just because that's the only way for it to have an endless cycle of production would be for there to be a war going on. What
do you define capitalism as?
Sorry, that was my brother, who's a little bitch.
All right, well, keep him away from the phone so we can have a conversation for adults.
Sorry, I have my brother. Hello?
You are still on the air, but not for long. Did you want to answer, Mark? I don't know if he heard your question.
Okay.
So, what was my question, Ian?
The question was about capitalism, defining capitalism.
Yeah, what is your definition of capitalism? Because you say that capitalism can't sort of... Yes, I gotcha. Capitalism can't sustain itself without.
All right, we're going to drop your call. See you later. So anyway, Mark, your point was?
When it comes to... I like the idea of people experimenting with different ideas, and I think that when you try innovative things, that you'll likely come up with something better. But at this point, the thing that I define as capitalism, and I understand that my definition of capitalism doesn't reach other people's definition of capitalism, a lot of people define what we have today as capitalism. And I don't define it that way. To me, capitalism is an unfettered free market. Now, I know that scares the heck out of people, but most of the scariest things about free markets come from governments or other agencies of force. Capitalism has no mechanism for an agency of force in it. So you can't be forced to do anything you don't want to do inside capitalism. Capitalism is all about voluntary interaction. People that become wealthy in a capitalist system, not what we have today, but a real capitalist system, people are wealthy for two reasons currently. Either A, they use the government in order to get what they want, whether it's inside or outside the system, or B, they provide goods and services to people who want those goods and services, and they provide the best service possible.
I think it's a good choice. I think it's a mistake to define the free market as capitalism. There's more that can be encompassed in the free market.
Sure.
People can have co-ops and cooperatively own things within the free market. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Hulk Hogan. Do you feel joint pain or back pain from hiking, swimming, or other physical activities? Do you suffer from arthritis pain or inflammation when you're gardening or walking the dog? Now, reducing those everyday pains is easier than ever, thanks to Active Relief. This is an incredible new dual-action supplement and cream that did wonders for my pain, and I couldn't wait to tell everyone else about it. Using Active Relief daily can help reduce your everyday joint aches and pains and ease stiffness faster than you ever thought possible. I'm living proof. Active Relief has helped reduce years of wrestling pains from my body, and I feel better than ever. Imagine what Active Relief can do for you.
Get your risk-free trial of the Active Relief supplement. When you call now, you'll also get a free Active Relief pain cream for instant soothing relief. It's yours free when you call now. Just call 1-800-686-1114. That's 1-800-686-1114. Call 1-800-686-1114.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1669.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1710.85, $855.42 for a half ounce, or $427.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1710.85, $855.42, and $427.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com features including the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can have quick access to our live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, different size connection or different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. Go to m.freetalklive.com to get access. That's m.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Right back to you and your thoughts, and you can bring up anything you want. Kurt is listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. What's on your mind? Kurt in Phoenix.
Hello, you there?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I want to talk to you about these Interpol hacking.
That's right.
Know, these hackers. Go ahead.
I was just going to bring our listeners up to speed. The XM audience is hearing our show 2 hours after it actually happened. So to anyone just tuning in, you're referring to the fact that the hacktivists in Anonymous have taken down Interpol's website as well as another British police site, which is
and
pretty
like
big.
Some pedophilia site and you know all kinds of stuff, right?
I didn't hear about that part, but yeah, maybe so. Kurt, go ahead.
Yeah, these people are hacking down these sites, not just the Interpol site, which is this Interpol. You know, that's a serious business. Interpol is a global operation, and it's just the beginning of it. You know, the same people that are doing this, like, oh, it's like you guys are referring like it's like, oh, it's just innocent. Like, you know, they're just like, you know, for the cause.
It's heroic.
These same people are going to hack other things, and they're small-minded nobodies who don't have enough, you know what, to stand up and go down to Interpol and actually state their case, and they hide behind their...
Like, when was the last time the government listened to anybody who was stating their case? I mean, come on. Governments don't listen to people stating their case.
Right. I mean, look, I get it, man. What they're doing, they don't have to stand out on Front Street. They don't have to be identified, and it's useful for them not to be identified so these Interpol thugs can't target them.
If you stand up, if you believe in something... You just go take care of business. You state your case, and people hide behind their computers.
Maybe they don't want to get beaten and locked into a some sort of a holding cell for the rest of their lives, like Bradley Manning.
Hold in anything. I've done this. Okay, I never got beat.
You've
I never
done
got
what?
You know, I state my case.
What'd you do?
Anything that I have a problem with, and I've never been.
What did you do? Give me a specific example of what you've done.
Okay. Actually. I'm not getting trouble.
Oh, I thought you were so brave and standing.
Are you
up,
hiding
okay?
Behind
no,
your?
Wait. Here we go. All right, I got a problem with people standing in my yard.
That's okay? Not the government.
Protesters standing in my yard on my property. Okay, do you think I'm afraid to go out and tell them to get off? Do you think I'm going to call the cops?
Has this actually happened?
That's not the same.
Hold on. Are you telling us a story about something that's really happened, or are you saying something in theory?
What?
People I asked you for a specific.
Hanging out in your yard is serious. It's just the same kind of mindset.
Am I miscommunicating here? I'm sorry. Kurt, hang on a second. I just want to check with my co-host here. Am I miscommunicating? Am I doing a bad job?
I was clear on what you're asking.
Okay, Kurt, what I'm asking for is you made the claim that you've done this, and I asked you what you meant by that. What have you done? And then you wouldn't tell me. So do you stand up for what you believe in or not?
Absolutely.
So give me an example.
And a business. And when I got a problem with a customer, or I got a problem with somebody on my yard, or if I got somebody intruding on my right, I talk to them.
So you've had protesters in your yard before?
What I'm curious about is if you've ever had a problem with the government and you've gone and stated your case and it's ever done one whit of good.
Oh, yes, I have had a problem with the government.
Okay.
Taking taxes.
Did they take?
I have stated my case.
Have they stopped?
Absolutely. Excuse me?
Congratulations on stating your case. Have they stopped taking taxes from you?
No, but they never messed with me. They never came and
Well, you must not have been a threat. I mean, if they're not coming after you, you must not be threatening the status quo in any way,
right.
Shape, or form.
They're laying siege to the Ecuadorian...
Laying siege. A siege. You know what those siege means? Like, you know, you're sieging somebody. You're battering down the walls. It's the wrong wording. These guys are hiding. They're hiding. Okay? They're chicken to come out.
Hey, dude, you know what these thugs do?
Hold on. Before you go on, are you calling every sniper that works for the U.S. military a coward?
What, are you kidding me or what?
No, they're guys that stay off a mile
away,
and they hide behind bushes and they shoot people from the dark. I mean, why don't they come out with guns a-blazing and, they take off their bulletproof vests and fight these folks in Afghanistan man-to-man? As a matter of fact, I'd ask you this. Why didn't George Bush just challenge Osama bin Laden to knife fight in the middle of Istanbul or something?
Hey, come up. Well, he's dead, man. He's history. What are you talking about?
You're not even having a conversation with us, are you, Kurt? Are you able to comprehend the questions that that we're asking? Because they don't seem complicated. Here, let me try this again for you.
People, it's going to be complicated about people hiding behind computers and hacking sites and not stepping up and just taking care of business.
Kurt, do you understand that these thugs...
They hide behind computers and they mess with people's lives. They take information...
The hackers are not messing with people's lives by taking down Interpol's website. They're not hurting anybody who's peaceful. They're going after thug cops who are attacking peaceful people around the world. They're going after a man named Julian Assange who has never harmed anybody else.
Interpol is nobody. Are you kidding me?
Look at what they're doing to Julian Assange. Hey, have you ever heard about Bradley Manning? You ever heard about that guy?
Who?
Bradley Manning. You ever heard of him?
No.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll tell you a little bit about Bradley Manning. Who's Bradley Manning?
Bradley Manning is he got promoted up to corporal, I believe, at one point, but he was a private working for the intelligence branch in the military, and he took some information, classified information, on a thumb drive, supposedly, took it and, you know, put it on the internet, and this is what the WikiLeaks documents are. And there's hundreds of thousands of documents out there, and they're holding him. They held him in the Quantico for some time, and now he's in Leavenworth. He's been held for over a year without trial.
That's right.
Some people would, as a matter of fact, Amnesty International called his conditions torturous. And
this is what happens when you speak out, and right. You actually have something to say that threatens the status quo. They take you and they put you in a cage, and there's a good chance that they'll do that to you. That's what exactly they're trying to do to Julian Assange right now, who's one of the guys behind WikiLeaks, right, who helped promote the information that Bradley Manning put out there. Assange is hiding in the embassy for Ecuador right now in the UK because the UK wants to arrest him and put him and basically transfer him to Sweden, where he could end up getting extradited to the U.S. to again be put into some sort of a prison cell because they released information that could possibly be seen as damaging to the United States government. Who can blame these hacktivists for wanting to keep their anonymity while still doing something effective and bringing attention to a cause?
The United States exists for this reason. The United States waged a guerrilla war against Britain. They didn't come out and say, I'm here like a man against the greatest military the world had ever seen. It is tactically stupid.
You mean they didn't want to stand in a line right in front of the
other
military?
Well, they did it. They did at some points, and some days that worked out and some days it didn't. But it is tactically stupid to engage a more powerful enemy on level ground.
The hacktivists,
why in the world would you do that?
The hacktivists are heroes. They took down the Interpol website, and that's
awesome. I don't know if it does anything.
855-450-FREE. It just gets some attention.
It's a slap in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a duel.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. We've got the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Chat rooms built into the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Eddie, listening in Michigan to WSJM in the Benton Harbor area. Hey, Eddie.
Hi, Ian, Julia, Mark. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Brilliant pivot on Kurt's last call, because I was trying to figure out what the difference between hacktivism and the Boston Tea Party's disguising themselves as Native Americans.
What's the difference?
That was an excellent pivot on his point. The values of courage versus cowardice comes up a lot with conservatives, and, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't call the Boston Tea Party people cowards because they dressed up as natives.
He didn't even want to hear our points about that.
Right. I mean, I asked him about snipers, people who kill from the darkness, and you know, they've got flags on their shoulders, so they're okay.
Right. Sometimes there's a difference between cowardice and tactics.
Exactly. And, I spent a few years in the military, so I kind of understand that point. And to Julia, adding a lot of content to your conversation earlier about the Slate.com article, mm-hmm. I finished reading George Lakoff's Little Blue Book, and your conversation really took me to the chapter he was talking about on family freedom and how we're stuck using words that don't touch on values that reflect us as progressives. For example, you know, when you talk about the simple fact that you don't want to be a parent right now, I mean, that's your freedom to either have a family or not have a family. And it seems like such a divisive point, and we're forced to play defense as progressives. The value of fatherhood for me is so important based on how my dad raised me, and I know for a fact I would not be able to put in the time right now in order to be a dad like he is. So that's my exercising the freedom to choose whether to have a family. And so
I have to say I'm a little confused, Eddie. What is the discussion about making a decision about one's reproductive ability or choice to have children? What does that have to do with political definitions like progressive? Like,
Everything to do with political language in the sense that when one side uses pro-life and focus on the family as a way to crowd out other voices and other opinions and viewpoints, there's a hijacking and a co-opting of language that I think is kind of unfair.
So you feel like, and I get where you're coming from, so you're saying that like the conservative types who would use the term pro-life have hijacked that term because it suggests that you're somehow, as a progressive, not pro-life?
Exactly.
Yeah, I kind of get it. And to some extent, I think the conservatives really miss the pro-life thing when they're all for war and all for executions and things like that.
They're only pro some life.
Yeah, I really do think, for me, individually, I think that it's immoral to end a human life, and I don't care where that is on the developmental level. Now, I know that my partners here don't agree with me on that particular statement, but, to me, I try to be consistent. Pro-life all around.
Well, I wouldn't.
The values argument allows you to be consistent. If you remember that, if from a conservative perspective, it's okay to punish because punishment is an important value. You pay for your crime. So in that sense, when they attach it to a value, it's okay to be pro-life and pro-death penalty. That's how you bridge that seeming dichotomy to people who tend to think more progressive and, using your word, more consistent, that all life at any stage is...
So you... Well, hold on. I just to make sure we're clear, you're saying you are pro-death penalty?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm misunderstanding.
Yeah, I would think that, punishment for... if one wants to punish and then, how does one punish by killing is really what my question would be on that. I mean, that might be a way to rid oneself of a bad person. But, I mean, they're pretty effective about that when it comes to incarceration.
I don't think I would want to call myself a progressive. That makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to call myself a conservative either. I think both of those terms have baggage that are attached to them. That, if somebody else calls himself a progressive and I call myself a progressive, we may not necessarily be even talking on the same plane.
You're exactly right, which is why words are important. And I really enjoyed reading that book because if we go back to 96, when words became... defining moments for different viewpoints as far as the political spectrum is concerned. I think when we get into conversations that are based on values and we've defined those words properly, then the conversation goes way further and deeper than just simple politics. So I agree with you.
Thanks, Eddie, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. So National Geographic News at nationalgeographic.com has announced, this is actually old news, apparently, but it showed up on our Free Talk Live page today.
So we have some level of obligation to report it if it shows up on freetalklive.com,
no,
right?
No, we don't. I just saw the news and I thought it was interesting, and I just now noticed the date on the story. Normally what you see at freetalklive.com is fresh. Most of those items there are pretty new.
When I do my show prep, I feel... more obligated to go for stories that are on the front page of Free Talk Live than I do of other stories that are out there.
I do generally like what's on the front page of Free Talk Live because they're selected by our listeners, and our listeners tend to have similar tastes as the hosts of the show, so generally most of them are pretty usable. But in case you hadn't heard, and I hadn't heard this in the last 5 years, the story's from 2007. I don't know if either of you had heard this either, but a dinosaur mummy has been found. Now, normally you find bones, right? Where there's nothing on the bones. Now, they've got the actual beast. According to the story, scientists have announced the discovery of an extraordinarily preserved dinosaur mummy, with much of its tissues and bones still encased in an uncollapsed envelope of skin.
Wow.
Can you say countdown to cloning day here?
Well, they were so worried about what, they've been arguing, what did dinosaurs look like?
Now
were they colorful?
Know.
Were they drab?
preliminary studies, or at least they know what the hadrosaur looks like. Preliminary studies of the 67-million-year-old hadrosaur named Dakota are already...
Hadrosaur, is this a plant-eating duck-billed?
I don't know. You can look it up, though, and tell me. Hadrosaur, H-A-D-R-O-S-A-U-R. Are already altering theories of what the ancient creature's skin looked like and how quickly they moved, say project researchers. Further investigations may reveal detailed information about soft tissues, which could help unlock secrets about the evolution of dinosaurs and their descendants, say the scientists. For now, the team continues to examine the rare specimen, which included preserved tendons and ligaments, and to prepare scientific articles on the find for the for publication. So the specimen exceeds the jackpot, says the excavation leader, Philip Manning, from Britain's University of Manchester. Most dinosaurs are known only from their bones, which are seldom found joined together, as they would be in real life. He says, but we're looking at a three-dimensional skin envelope. In many places, it's complete and intact around the tail, arms, and legs, and part of the body.
Wow.
It's incredible. The hadrosaur, or duck-billed dinosaur, was discovered in 1999 by then-teenage paleontologist Tyler Lyson on his family's North Dakota property. It was an extremely fortuitous find because of the odds of mummification are very slim. First, the dinosaur body had to escape predators, scavengers, and degradation by weather and water. Then a chemical process must have mineralized the tissue before bacteria ate it. And finally, the remains had to survive millions of years, 67 of them to be precise, undamaged.
Incredible.
What would usually have been wiped out by the decay process, the mineralization has been so rapid that it is trapped and preserved. Pretty neat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about this.
There you go.
It's exciting.
Yeah, thanks to, I believe that was on the front page of our site, freetalklive.com. Thanks to everybody who contributes over there. We still have time for you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. And what does that mean for the whole 6,000-year-old Earth thing? Anyway, I know you guys talked a lot about religion last night. If you find a dinosaur that's 67 million
Satan
years old.
Satan hid this to confusion.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer, I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim, I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane, I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Well, it's Jermaine, but enough time for you and your thoughts. Now at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE with you. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you like the fact that we give you the website and its features for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, if you like that, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You can support the show. We will take the money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials the regular podcast does, as well as a few other things. Go get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you were a little bit late to the show here tonight because you had a parent-teacher conference to attend.
That, yeah, it's sort of an orientation thing for the school that looks like Jack's going to.
Now, that's going to be a shock for a lot of our listeners who have been hearing you talk a great deal about doing homeschooling. Now Jack's going to school. What has transpired?
Well, specifically, what I had talked about was unschooling, which is, you know, or child-directed learning.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found was my child wants to go to school. And what do you do when you want to do child-directed learning and your child's directing you to take them to school? I don't know.
I guess you do what he wants you to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not too worried about this. You know, sort of from a principled stand, I was like, I was going to do unschooling, but that's not what he wants. And so, you know, from a practical stance, I pretty much have to do, you know, we have to, you know, try this out. When it's not working anymore, we're not going to do it. Now, this school is a Waldorf school, and it is play-based. So this is, you know, intended to work on sensory issues, and it's not very academic. So they're not going to be sending kindergartners home with backpacks full of homework or anything like that. And he went there for a camp during the summer. And
that's what did it, right, was the camp experience?
No, really what did it was going to the campus and looking at it. It's beautiful. We went there to the campus one time. There were some kids there for the camp. Jack wanted to go.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what did it for Jack was, like, he went to this school for summer camp.
He went to the school just to kind of look around, and they were having a summer camp, and he wanted to be at the summer camp, so we signed him up for a week.
Which was at the school.
Which was at the school.
Right, so he went to the school for a summer camp, is what I said, right?
I'm just trying to make it clear. It didn't sound like you were clear.
So he went to a summer camp, which was taking place at the school.
It's not like we just sent him voluntarily to the summer camp either. We went to the school to look at it, and then there was a camp there, and he decided he wanted to go to the camp. So we sent him to the camp, and then he decided...
But does he want to go to school as much as he wants to be around other kids?
That's all this is. I mean, you know, you have to put away the terminology school for yourself because it may, I mean, here's what the kids are going to be doing. They're going to be reading books. Yeah. You know, they're going to be having stories read to them. They're going to be playing with wooden toys and they're going to be making food. You know, I mean, that's what.
Making food. That sounds cool.
Yeah, since they made a pizza the week. It took them a week to make a pizza. You know,
I don't know if I want to eat that pizza.
They had it stored and, you know, kids liked it fine. But, you know, I mean, it seems like it's a very wholesome kind of thing. If you don't know anything about Waldorf, you can go look him up. But, you know, I kind of like the philosophy. The Steiner guy who came up with it, it was right after 1919, right after World War I in Germany. And, you know, he wanted to base his philosophy around freedom and peace and growing better kids, and, you know, in a better way. And, you know, free from government intrusion. It's hard for me to have any problems with any of these things. They're a little rigid when it comes to media, but, you know, that's about
it. What does that
mean? I don't like the kids watching TV.
Oh, who does?
Yeah, some TV shows are good.
I see what you mean by that, but... So that's just not going to happen on campus, though, right?
No, they're definitely not going to watch any TV off campus.
And they're not going to be able to tell Jack not to watch TV at home.
This is from 8:15 to noon, 3 days a week. So I'm not really concerned that they're going to be brainwashing him too thoroughly in this time frame. You know, I mean, this is just, it's just a play group. So, you know.
And what does it cost?
Way too much. I don't have numbers. I don't know.
I know what it is for high school because I looked into it because there's a Waldorf school up the street from the LRN.FM studios. That's for high schoolers.
You want to go back, pick up some chicks from high school or something?
And no, I was looking into it because I wanted to give a contribution to a local school, and I figured why not go with a localist school, the one that is closest.
That makes sense.
And so I looked into Waldorf, and it was like $14,000 a year. So
expensive, yeah.
About on par with what the government schools are paying per pupil, what the taxpayers are paying.
Right.
And I was surprised by that. I mean, I know that private schools don't have to be more expensive than government schools. Sometimes they can be significantly cheaper. So I was surprised that what seems to be a small school should have such incredible costs. But I was told that the elementary and middle schools are lower priced than the high school one.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard one number. I don't know what the numbers are. I think it's like $5,000 a year or something like that.
For elementary?
This is not even elementary.
Oh, really?
This is, you know, kindergarten, pre-K.
So he's four right now.
That's correct.
Okay, I see. And presumably he's going to want to go on. I mean, he's going to enjoy this experience.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. All right. Well, thanks.
He's not going to be going to. I mean, you know, his mom's going to be leaving the state for at least a month come December. So what's going to happen then?
Yeah, good question. Well, you know, I thought it was an interesting development. It wasn't something that that I was expecting to happen.
I loved elementary school. I excelled very well in elementary school. I got straight A's. I loved going. It was awesome.
The thing that concerns me is that elementary school is the foundation for ruining kids' love of education.
Well, mine was middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoyed elementary school and did really, really well. And when I went to middle school, the transition did not work for me. After never getting a C in my entire life, my first semester in middle school, I got a D, several D's, and it just went. It never got better. So, and I think that statistically, children do very well in elementary schools in America, like they do comparable to the rest of the world on tests. And then once they get into middle school, is when they start to just totally fall off the map.
Yeah, the atmosphere for me in middle school and high school was just you know, much more negative than it was in elementary school.
Well, kids are mean.
Well, in elementary school, I mean, you're right, Julia, that I think a lot of people have a positive elementary school experience because there's still that awe of learning, that whole process is still exciting. But there are some really core things that they do there to train kids. You know, there's the whole quiet when the lights are turned out.
Yeah.
They've got these very regimented procedures that they inculcate the kids with at these elementary schools.
It's true.
So there's, I think there's danger. Like, it may be maybe it was a fun experience for you, and well, I think for me it was too, for the most part. But there's some dangerous lessons being taught.
And Luther, my brother, did horrible in elementary school, and he hated school from day one. So just because it was good for me, I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Also, I know that when I was going to elementary school, DARE class only happened at fifth grade.
Yep.
But I believe that it happens earlier now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reasonably certain the Waldorf school will not be having any DARE classes.
That's good to know. I'm just saying, as far as we're just talking about generally about elementary school, and I think some of the damaging things that people have happened there to their children, they don't necessarily know is going on.
Yeah.
Governments.
You know what I remember from elementary school that I thought was just the worst thing ever is there was this stuff that there was like a fluoride rinse that they made us do in first grade.
Hmm.
And they would take us outside and it was pink. And it was called Swish, and it really tasted awful. And I'm a very picky eater to this day. I have a very strong sense of taste. I do not like having, like, to me, eating food or drink that I don't like, I mean, I'll throw up.
Yes.
You know, it's just, I'm really sensitive. And they would force us to put this in our mouth, and I would, like, gag and throw up. And I remember, in order for them not to give it to you, you had to get your parents' permission, and my mom just didn't care enough to get it undone. And, yeah, and it was I'll never forget that, and I really don't like dentists, and I wonder if that's part of the reason. It's just because I didn't like being forced to put that stuff in my mouth, and
weird
I just remember the teachers would line us up, and they would yell at us, and it was awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that they're administering drugs to the kids. I mean, that's what fluoride
is, weird.
Right?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It is weird.
So in other news, we were talking about, we had a caller earlier who said, why are you hiding? Why don't you stand up for what you believe in? Well, I do, and other activists do, and it's risky. They'll come after you, and they've come after me, and in Austin, they're coming after the guy who created the Peaceful Streets Project. We talked about this a little while back where they had a conference and they brought a bunch of video cameras for folks and gave them out for free at the Peaceful Streets Project in Austin.
Yeah, video cameras for the sole purpose of watching government bureaucrats do their jobs.
Well, guess what? Antonio Bueller was booked into the Travis County Jail early Sunday morning for, quote, interference with a public duty, unquote. Bueller was released Sunday evening and spoke to those waiting outside the jail about his latest arrest. He says, I was charged with interference with public duty, which is funny because they were interfering with me. He told the crowd that the entire incident was captured on his camera, which he claims will prove his innocence. He was recording a police stop in downtown Austin, as I understand it, and as has happened before to him, happened again. They arrested him for it. So that's what happens when you stand up, is if you're effective and you're threatening the status quo, they'll come after you. And so I don't blame the hacktivists for hiding behind their computers. It's the prudent thing to do. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No deals are hard in the making of this advertisement.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.